Another blow for Trump. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. An Arizona grand jury indicts 18 so-called fake electors in a scheme that was for President Trump to claim he won the state in 2020. Among them, his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and former attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
The scheme, had it succeeded, would have deprived Arizona's voters of their right to have their votes counted for their chosen president. It effectively would have made their right to vote meaningless.
State Attorney General Chris Mays, the grand jury did not indict former President Trump, but named him as a co-conspirator. He'll be back in a New York City courtroom today as his hush money trial resumes. The former president's blasted the judge for not letting him have the day off to attend oral arguments before the Supreme Court over his claim of presidential immunity in his classified documents case. Anti-Israel protests spread to more college campuses.
If we don't bring order to this chaos, it could escalate. I mean, clearly.
Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox News. Police arrested at least 50 pro-Palestinian protesters at the University of Southern California yesterday after they refused to disperse. Another 50 arrested at the University of Texas and in New York City. Protesters continue venting their anger.
Israel, go to hell!
House Speaker Mike Johnson met with Jewish students at Columbia University, adding to the growing calls for University President Manoush Shafik to step down.
We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses, and it must be stopped in its tracks.
The clock is ticking as Tuesday's midnight deadline to dismantle the tents on campus came and went. The university says it's making progress and extended talks with the student negotiators for another 48 hours, while being vague about what will happen if they don't comply.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met this morning with Chinese officials in Shanghai for tough talks on cooperation.
I think it's important to underscore the value, in fact, the necessity of direct engagement, of sustained engagement, of speaking to each other, laying out our differences, which are real, seeking to work through them.
This as China reportedly provides moorage to a U.S.-sanctioned Russia cargo ship implicated in North Korean arms shipments. Reuters reports that satellite images show that ship docked in China since February. The Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday over whether Idaho's strict abortion ban conflicts with an emergency federal law.
Opponents to Idaho's tough abortion law say it means women who may lose their reproductive organs or go through another health emergency have to be airlifted out of state to get an abortion. But the federal law, the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, says federally funded hospitals have to provide stabilizing care to patients. Justice Sonia Sotomayor questioning if the Idaho law overrides the federal law.
Idaho says, sorry, no abortion here.
Idaho's Attorney General Raul Labrador.
Idaho's law and EMTALA are consistent. They both seek to protect the lives of women and their unborn children.
Doctors face 5 years in prison if they violate Idaho's law. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Oklahoma prosecutors charge a fifth member of an anti-government group with killing and kidnapping two Kansas women. 31-year-old Paul Jeremiah Grice, charged in Texas County with first first-degree murder and other charges in the deaths of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly. He and four others are being held without bail. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.